Hello, my fellow space travelers. This is Lisa. How's it going? Lisa Beachy. Website is lisabeachy.com. This is the podcast for October 7th, I believe. I think that's the week we're going into. So, how was your week last week? Last week was really, with spirit coming in, all about family. It was really like, enjoy your family. Please enjoy your family. Please take time out to do the things that are important. Because to be 100% honest, the energy supporting and surrounding and kind of all out there right now, it's a bit frazzled. You know, the veil's a bit thinner right now. We talked about that a little bit last week, and it's definitely a thinner veil. But, you know, that also means that we pick up on the energies, and then everything kind of like gets us confused about what's ours, what's theirs. And it can, you know, we can get offended easily or layer things over. But spirit was like, just love each other. Like, just love your family. That's why they said spend time with your family during the week. I pulled a card and they were really like, just spend time with your family, because it's easier to start off loving somebody close to you that you already love than your neighbor, right? And sometimes we're kind of forgetting the neighbor, love thy neighbor part. But that said, as we kind of move forward into the week ahead, it's been really interesting to kind of work with this past week. I've worked a lot with Archangel Ariel. Archangel Ariel is the archangel of love and compassion and family and pets and, you know, just really supporting that heart chakra, really helping that heart chakra grow and feel compassion for one another. That's so important as well, to feel that compassion for those around us. You know, and it was really interesting as well when she came in and how she said, please just try to do your best to choose a compassionate tone in all things, and it will help you live the higher vibration that you're desiring. Now, that said, I think that as we go into the week ahead, that's really going to be a prominent fixture in the next few months ahead. Now, what's cool about the next few months ahead is that, remember last week I said something major was going to happen and that tsunami came in, and I was kind of like feeling that energy of panic from a global perspective. You know, a lot of people had texted me or like emailed me, not texted me, but emailed me and said, hey, is that what you meant? You know, I don't know what I feel coming on. It's just kind of prepare yourself. And I think also, as we go into the week ahead, we're really being guided by spirit, by God, the angels of everything. You know, if you're listening to this, hopefully you're trying to be a better human, right? Let's just be a better human every day and do our best. And it's so funny because Ariel is like, you can start with your family. It's easier to start with the people closest to you. And so it's not always possible. It's not always true. But it is more likely that you are going to turn your heart and open your heart to people that love you back or help you. And maybe it's not the family that aren't that way, but definitely it's the ones that are. Just turn towards people that encourage you and love you and give you strength to go forward. Who are you working for every day? Who are you here to spend your life with? That's a really big one. And if that person doesn't reflect back the love that you and the effort that you are putting in, you might want to look at that. That's what this week really says going forward. And it's really just something that Archangel Ariel came in very strongly for. The theme of the week was compassion. Just really, you know, she keeps saying it to me over and over and over again. Show compassion. Compassion for yourself. Compassion for others. Compassion for the world. Compassion for those that are fearful. Compassion for those that, this deep uncertainty of the future. I'll just be honest. I really do believe that people are taking advantage of it, but at the same time, it's also very wonderful that there is a curiosity of your own intuition and growing forward and how to trust and have faith and move forward. And that's something that's really opening for a lot of people. I feel like we spent so much time the last few years letting go of what didn't really serve us, whether you got laid off or you left a relationship or you did something major around 2016. 17, you did the real transformational work. Here we are now starting to see the fruits of it. And so as we move into this, we also really need to understand and choose a path moving forward of compassion. And if you want to make your life easier and better, that's really the great way to go. I mean, Let's just face it, people are gonna suck. You know, I'm sure they think that about me on the freeway sometimes. Man, she sucked. She totally cut me off. I mean, we are not 100% good in all this, right? We all have our issues, but for the most part, take a deep breath and have some compassion as you go into the week ahead. That said, I've also been very grateful, so grateful to everybody that's kind of going along this journey with me of change and transition, because I'm actually really not changing a whole lot, but I've just had things come up in my life the last few years as well. You know, I've been transforming, and I have renewed and reconnected in my own personal level with the creator of all that is and God, the divine, and just really had to focus on my health and certain issues, and had to focus on my family and certain issues. And I think we've all done that. I think we've all been kind of soul contractually, is that a word? Probably not. Forced to focus on closer to home. And I think that that involves, what am I doing for a living? How am I doing it? Who is in my life that I'm doing it with? That's something that's been a real focus this year, because we've been keenly aware of our law of attraction. And hopefully, I think a lot of us became a bit, I'm including myself on this. I think that there's some jading that has gone along with it, that we've become jaded. And I think as we, as we start to discover ourselves and learn ourselves, I think also situations have demanded that we change in our lives. For everybody, it's an individual thing, but I think that as circumstances have come up, it's also been very interesting to see and talk to a lot of you guys about how you're going to move forward. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I can't even, I don't, when you're coming from an angelic perspective, it's really, especially with readings and things, and just working with your angels and communicating with God and really, tapping into that divine source of support that you have there. It really shifts your perspective into a one of understanding if you're doing it right, and having compassion, and stop beating yourself up if you're not. It's, we still get pissed off and jaded and judgmental and angry. When Archangel Ariel comes in and says, "Have compassion," she says, "Do your best to have compassion." That doesn't mean it's going to be 100% okay all the time. There's still going to be situations where you need to stand up for yourself or speak for yourself or have your opinion or your view. Or, a lot of the main reason that we're here is so that we can learn other viewpoints, accept other viewpoints. I accept your viewpoint. See, that's what I don't think people really get. Like, I used to be 100% judgmental. I was really an awful person. Like, I admit it, I own it. I was angry with the world. I did a lot of shame, blame, and guilt to those around me. I really was not happy, and my sacral chakra became absolutely septic with the loathing I had for myself. And in that, I unfortunately really spewed that into the world around me, my unhappiness. And so, in 2003, when I got sick with my lower back, spinal fluid leak, and the transverse myelitis that I had, I should be paralyzed, but I'm not, thank God. That's what shifted my life to say, hey, when you're stuck in bed for 6 months, you really start to realize what the common denominator is of all your misery. Right? So if your life is miserable, if people are always against you, if you have a lot of negativity in your environment, if people always seem to be judgmental or putting you down or frustrated with you or not liking you, or, what's the common denominator? If it's more than one or two people, like, everybody's got their thing, right? But if it's more than one or two people, it's time to figure out what or where you're at in life. And that's what I had to do. So when I tell people now, you don't even know me the first 30 years of my life, like 37 years of my life, because I had no compassion. I was completely, being an Aries, I was completely self-involved. I was completely, what about me? Unfortunately, it still comes up once in a while. I was very entitled. I was very extremely resentful and judgmental of my circumstances, which were actually pretty awesome. It's so funny when I look back on it now because my circumstances were so awesome in spite of myself. I don't know how many of you can resonate with that, but in spite of myself, God took care of me. And in spite of myself, He knew I had a bigger path. And you just kind of keep your fingers crossed when you come in a lifetime like that. You can choose that kind of fear to live in, which causes misery. My sacral chakra, the sacral chakra is something that, it holds everything where you feel offended, neglected, insecure. You really hold in your sacral, which is right below the navel, in the reproductive organs, in the intestinal area, the lower back pain through the root chakra and the solar. It kind of overlaps with the solar and the root. And when you have such a deep self-loathing for yourself, or a feeling of insecurity, or not valuable, not feeling valued, feeling neglected, if you've been abused, or you have felt trauma in your life, whether it's real or not, I'm going to say that. It's very important to understand this. If you, because as, of course, something happens to us, but then we start to look for things to happen to us as we get older. Does that make sense? So, in order to protect ourselves, we imagine other things, or what do they mean by that, or what did they say by that? And it doesn't mean the other person had that intention, but maybe if you believe the world is against you and they turned on you, you tuck that in your sacral. So whatever you perceive and believe is true, right? So I hope that makes sense. So I had a very negative output on life. So every time I felt as though someone got something better than I did because I was too tall or not smart enough or I didn't get the college education or whatever it was, it was an illusion, but whatever it was, I would tuck that in my sacral. Well, over those years, because we start to manifest illness after, usually, sometimes before, but usually after our 37 to 40s, especially women, I had a hysterectomy. I had to get that, fibroids. And then I had some bathroom issues. And now I have lower disc issues. And I have hip and sciatic issues. And I have my appendix out. There's a lot of things that I've had removed for the cause. I've donated, I always say, I donated organs to the cause. It really is because I decided to be a martyr in my dysfunction, right? I decided that everybody at work, nobody liked me. And something was wrong with me, and I just never could fit in. And I really did. I spent a lot of my years like that. I spent a lot of years, most of my life, going high school to high, moved a lot as a kid. So for me, I was never able to click into a group. Well, being 6 feet tall, you always think, well, I'm awkward and I'm gangly, and but no, I was just bitchy. Really, I was just bitchy. I was so insecure in myself that I would go into relationships and go into friendships waiting for them to screw me over. A lot of that has to do with my daddy issues too, leaving a lot and stuff and not feeling valuable. But I hope this resonates with you because when we work with Archangel Ariel the week ahead, I think a lot of this stuff is coming up for people. And I think that myself included, and I think that we can very often physically manifest issues in these areas as time goes on if we don't keep them clean, doing chakra clearings and praying and acknowledging and forgiving and accepting mostly ourselves. And it took me a long time to kind of figure that stuff out. And I did it through many multiple examples and losses and findings and new people and old people and everything going through that. And I think that it's also so interesting to me how many of the people I've spoken with have also gone through it. So when I come at something to look at it from an angelic perspective, when I'm channeling, when I'm working with things, and especially this week with the angels and Archangel Ariel comes in and says, let's have some compassion. She's reminding me that if I had not received compassion from my husband, from my kids, from my coworkers, from people that were just constantly giving me a chance, then I wouldn't be doing this, right? And I wouldn't have learned about myself. And I still am brutally introspective about a lot of things. And I think it's important to do that in a healthy way where you have compassion for yourself. Stop beating yourself up. I think that a lot of, we're all works in progress. And I think that if you're finding a lot of things against you, people, places, situations against you, the very first thing you should do, in my personal advice, and then Archangel Ariel comes in here as well, step back and ask yourself, how much of this is real? How much of this is actually somebody out to get me, mad at me? Or how much of it is maybe they're reacting to me because I project this or I put this out there? How much of it is my stuff that I've created in the personalities and the work environment and the relationships around me? How much of it is me not having compassion for other people so they automatically harden their hearts to me and throw it back? Or how much of it is me causing the expectation that it's, I mean, that's important too. Thank you. Archangel Ariel's like, it's a lot of times it's just the expectation that you're going to get let down or screwed over. And that's really important to sit in time with that and to clear that this week, because I have a feeling as we're cleaning house mentally and emotionally as we go forward into the next few weeks, those opportunities are coming up and you can be very upset and offended by them, and you could be very kind of this feeling of not sure, or kind of like, okay, what do they mean by that? What's going on with that? Everybody's against me. You need to be able to step back and say, how much of this situation over the years have I created? And maybe you've changed a lot and nobody around you has seen it, or, and that's what makes you upset. Or maybe you were just with people for so long, you're both expecting the old version of who you were and how you looked at things. Does that make sense? So we're really going to challenge you this week. Archangel Ariel, when Archangel Ariel comes in and says, all right, it's about compassion, there's a lot of ways to look at it. There's a lot of ways to look at, am I compassionate or am I expecting compassion? Am I receiving compassion? Am I giving compassion? Because it's very much a two-way street. If you are frustrated in a long-term situation with somebody in your life, like let's say you've worked at the same place for a really long time, let's say you've been in a marriage or a relationship for a very long time, but let's say that you've been planted where you are for a long time, and over that time you've healed and grown and changed and shifted, but your old personality still comes back in, the old fears come in once in a while, or did you only change with the new people that you've brought in? Do those people in your life, are you still the same person with them? Are you still kind of that negative person at work as a default because you believe that you know who they are and nobody's allowed to change? Well, you changed. And Ariel's asking you to just have compassion with the people around you, knowing that everybody's trying to change right now. Everybody's going through it. Everybody's going through these just horrible, hard, growing pains of life. The universe is going through it, definitely, for sure. What do you think is with this climate going on right now, with the political climate, with the news media, with everything? It is forcing us to choose compassion and unity. It is forcing us as people that are trying to be better humans to understand the viewpoints of everybody involved. So if you can give yourself the gift of stepping back when you get triggered this week and praying about it, saying, what is triggering me? Is it real? How can I show compassion? How could I receive compassion? Maybe it's just to yourself. Maybe you're too hard on yourself. Maybe you need to be able to really understand that, hey, this is an old situation with an old version of myself in it, and I'm not that person anymore. So how do I shift that? How am I more understanding with the people around me? Maybe you're just at the grocery store and you deal with, people who are stuck in their fear and anger and frustration or resentment or whatever they're doing. It's their stuff, not your stuff. I am a big believer in that. Your stuff is your stuff. My stuff is my stuff. And we can help guide you through that stuff. But for the most part, you got to do your work. I got to do my work. And hopefully we all meet in the middle and support one another. That's really what it's about. And hopefully, I think that's really what we're meant to do, is come together in unity right now, especially I'm not talking about anything political. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about anything. I'm talking about humankind. If you can understand and have compassion that everybody is different, and the core of that is acceptance, that right there will change your life. If you can just accept somebody where they are this moment, and you accept yourself where you are this moment, and be willing to live in it and detach from the situation, it'll rock your world. And I'm using the Archangel Michael deck for the week ahead. I'm kind of doing this reading for the week ahead, and I just really wanted to share this. I've noticed it's pretty awesome and cool that, you know, you guys are sharing this and taking this forward. So thank you, and I'm just happy you're enjoying it. You know, the very first card that I pulled for the Archangel Michael for the week ahead is Lean on God and the Angels for Support. And I think we need that this week. I actually think it's a positive opportunity. I think it's a positive week. I think if you're willing to let go of having to micromanage everybody else's drama, or having to figure it out of why they're that way, or having to figure out what they mean about that, what it means to you, who's out to get you, why are they, if you're willing to just lean on God. Whatever situation's going on in your life at work, there are some situations that are going to come up at work where everybody feels like they got to put their armor on and go into battle. And it is a spiritual armor. That's definitely something that's going on. There's definitely this spiritual battle that's going on the other side. But the really good news about this is that the angels are here to tell you compassion is your weapon. If you can really just turn it over to God, don't overthink it. If something has you just obsessed of why is she this way to me? What did I do? Blah, 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 blah. Like, why does my boss like do this? Why does my boss, you know, whatever, my boss is an idiot, da, da, da. Everybody's doing the best that they can in the moment that they're in. Really, I mean, I had the best boss in a long time ago, says nobody wants to do a bad job. Like, if you really think about it, nobody wants to do a bad job. So, if you can come from the aspect of, I can't really change this, like the perception of what I can do is do me, and I'm going to support and love those people around me in the highest way possible just by accepting or having compassion for their situation, that means praying for them. So if somebody's really triggering you this week, the other action card that I pulled was you need to detach from the situation. There is a situation going on in your life right now that is not your stuff. Dude, it's not your stuff. Like, let it go. Why are you trying to hold on or fix or help or drag along yourself into a situation that is not your stuff? It really just isn't your stuff. I can't reiterate that feeling deep enough from Archangel Ariel that says, we've got this. Like, you don't have to get involved. All you need to do is pray. Do what's in front of you. Make sure it's yours. Don't be talking to everybody about everything else and what's this and what's that and what's this. Detach from the situation. And then going forward into the week ahead, positive thoughts create positive results. This means that you need to have compassion this week. You need to support the people around you. You need to be able to support those that maybe need, you know, your biggest thing is you shouldn't be chatting at work or at home or with cousins or with mom and dad about the sister. Like, you just need to pray for the person that might be making it harder on themselves. And to be honest, that person that you believe is making it harder on themselves, I am sure they think somebody else is making it harder on themselves and they got to get involved. So it's just this common dilemma humanity has, right? We got to fix everybody else because we're fine. Not true, but that's what we believe. So what you really need to do this week is be positive and detach from the situation that you're obsessing about. Like, it is fine. Like, if your kids are at school and you're obsessing with how they're doing, or something's going on that you just have a complete lack of control over, just complete lack of control, detach, like pray about it and really give it over and have compassion for everybody involved that it's a hard situation for them. And be willing to, you know, if somebody is rude to you at the gas station or wherever, Maybe they're having a bad day. Like maybe it's just not about you. Maybe it's really about something they're going through. And maybe you were kind of bitchy back. But you know what? That's okay because you're going through something. So you need to have compassion and ask forgiveness and move forward and detach. We need to do this more and more on a day-by-day basis. And it's so important, the angels keep telling me, because this is how we move forward. A lot of people keep asking, how do we move forward from here? Like, this is a train wreck. Like, but it's really not. It's an illusion. If you only look at your little life and you look at your little place on the earth and you look at the beautiful energy surrounding you with the people in your life on a one-on-one basis, you're good. I mean, if you can heal those closest to you and that relationship with them, and you can keep it healthy and accepting and whole. And detach from the situation surrounding us. It doesn't mean you're uninformed. It doesn't mean, anything else other than being present. Then it'll help you stay positive and clear the fear and anxiety that's an illusion. Because there's a lot of, ways to do things, but if you're only looking forward of what you coulda, shoulda, woulda do or done, or backwards, what coulda, shoulda done, and then looking forwards, what do I do? What do I do? What do we do? What do we do? What's gonna happen? I don't know what's gonna happen. That's all an illusion because you can't change the past and you can't change the future. So the angels want you to really understand that you have this present moment with people in your present life, one-on-one. You can show them compassion, love, and acceptance. Show yourself compassion, love, and acceptance as we go into the week ahead. Lean on God to support you through the hard times where you believe that you've got to fix something that's not even yours. That's the light worker's curse. We always believe that we got to fix something or someone, and then we end up obsessing, and then we end up feeling rejected or let down because we're trying to fix somebody else's soul's purpose or path, right? That we're trying to fix a situation that's not even ours when we're not even cleaning up our own house. So this is a week where we need to clean our own house. We need to make sure we love ourselves. We accept those closest to us that are in our immediate soul contract and be positive because if you're positive as you move forward this week, it's a game changer. Okay? Because so many people are asking, how do I get through this? Well, the veil's really thin this month. You're very intuitive this month. So why don't you shift that intuition and that power that's within you that is really heightened this month and turn it towards something positive to benefit the world, which is compassion and acceptance. If you want to support me, I am on Patreon. Thank you so much. Go to my website, lisabeachy.com, and go to support page. I am really thinking about creating just reading videos for those that support me financially that way. I do a bunch of things. I send Reiki every Friday to everybody. There's different levels that I do one-on-one Reiki sessions with folks. It's just really awesome. And a thank you to the people that support me for creating my content. You get all my meditation files for free as I make them. I allow them to be downloaded for free for those members. And also, if you want to book a reading, I'm doing the 12-month look-ahead readings now, which is month by month, and we see what's going to happen for the next 12 months for you on the path you're currently on. And then also, if you would like, I have brought recorded readings back. Now that my kid's in school, I've done all my traveling. I have another trip in November, but for the most part, I'm back to recording. My life is running a bit smoother. I had a bunch of things going on that I had to take care of and get into alignment with the new schedule. So thank you for being patient with that. If you would like, go check out my website. The recorded readings are on there, and it takes 10 days to get it, but it's a good option. It's a more affordable option, and it's also something if you want to do one-on-one, I can do Skype internationally. I record all my calls, and I also do domestic. I record the calls because it's like info overload. If you've had a reading with me, you know. So there is that, and I love you. I love you. Thank you so much. Comment below on what you think about this and how you feel about it if you're seeing it on YouTube, because I am posting these on YouTube. I would love to hear your feedback. And let me know how you're going to be compassionate with yourself and somebody else this week. I would really love to know what your intention of compassion and your goal is. I want one compassionate goal from you this week, and I would love to know below what you're going to do compassionately, intentionally. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.